Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Bransky, and I'm joined once again by Brianna Lee. Hello, Brianna.
Hello, Lori.
Thanks for coming back. We are going to find out what's been going on with Brianna, where she's going to go, all that good stuff. We already met her, so you guys already know a lot about her. We got a few things up our sleeves with her. We're going to talk a little bit about coming out of the holidays and some ideas of what you can do with your old stuff that you replace with all new presents, most likely. We got some New Year's ideas and a few other things having to do with cheerleading. And we're basically just going to talk to Brianna today. So let's just start it right off and start with talking about how Christmas just passed. How was your Christmas?
I had a very good Christmas. My family all went to my house for Christmas Eve because we like to celebrate on Christmas Eve. And then sleep late Christmas Day. That's our family tradition. But I had a great Christmas. I hope everyone else had a great Christmas as well. Nice and safe.
As do I. As do I. The holidays are always fun, basically, because you get to see all your family and stuff, regardless of the presents. I mean, that's a good thing, too. But
right. It's all about the holiday spirit and being together.
It definitely is. And the food, obviously.
Right.
Kind of those 100-calorie packs go out the window during the holiday season.
I ate a lot, so
I think we all did.
Extra practice, that's all I have to say.
So basically, we're just going to talk about, you know, what they can do with their stuff. Because I know I get a lot of clothes, and I get a lot of clothes every year. New pajamas, new sweaters and pants and boots and all that stuff. But what do you do with all the old stuff? I mean, my closet is just, like, pouring out.
I know. I have two younger sisters. So
you share.
Yes, we do share clothes. And a lot of the clothes that I don't like anymore, I hand down to them. And maybe a shirt that I don't like that doesn't fit me, or pants that don't fit me the way that I like it, I'll pass it down to my sisters. Maybe they will.
Well, because, you know, sometimes you fall in the rut of things and you love a shirt so much, you wear it so many times, and you're like, this is my favorite shirt ever. I wore it 100 times. I probably shouldn't wear it again. Right. So, it stays in your household, you give it to your younger sisters.
Right.
That's the best way to do it.
And family members, they're always happy to get something new to try on, even if it is a hand-me-down.
Right. So. Because it's new for them.
Right.
And it's not like you treated it badly. I'm sure you treat your clothes very special.
Yes, I do.
Another thing you could do is, I mean, if you've absolutely had it with your clothes and, you know, you just can't, maybe you can't fit in them, maybe nobody you know can fit in them, give them to a shelter. Give them to
Salvation Army.
Right.
They're always happy to accept any type of clothing, toys, anything.
Right. Help out somebody in need. Because unfortunately, the rest of the world isn't as fortunate as most of us.
We are very fortunate, and I just think sometimes we lose track of that.
Right.
So it's great, especially during the Christmas holiday, to just give to others as you would like to be given to.
Exactly. I do that a lot with some aunts and uncles that I don't see regularly, and they usually give me the wrong size. So they're brand new. I just give them to charity. You know what I mean? They have those brothers and the brothers and sisters program. Mm-hmm. The mailman comes and picks up. You just leave it on your door. It's easy.
Right.
There's those big white drop-off boxes all around. You know, it's easy.
It's hard for the children that don't get any presents for Christmas.
Right.
So it's a great idea to
I donate to Toys for Tots. Do you do that?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I love that program.
Me as well.
Help out the people that need it. And you'll probably have to do some reorganizing in your closets and your drawers.
That's always fun.
It is fun. Go out. I mean, get rid of as much as you can. Give it away. Give it to charity. It'll make you feel better in the long run.
Right.
Speaking of boots and shoes and stuff, we haven't gotten an inch of snow yet this winter.
I know. I'm
Isn't
so
that
surprised.
Amazing? It's 42 out today.
I know.
It's December. I can't fathom it. I don't understand. I want snow so bad.
Right. So much for a white Christmas, huh?
I know. Maybe a white New Year?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because New Year's is this weekend, and I'm sure you guys are all wondering, what are you going to do? I'm trying to make plans. I know when I was in high school, we'd always do dinner on New Year's, because my parents wouldn't really exactly let us just run over the town, you know?
Right.
So we'd go out for dinner, everybody would dress up, because, you know, it's New Year's.
Yeah, that's fun.
Then we go back to somebody's house, have some chips and dip, and sleep over, and just watch movies.
That sounds good. A nice sleepover is what I used to do with a bunch of friends, and just stay up and watch the ball drop on TV.
Yep.
Countdown.
And before that, I used to babysit before, like, I was old enough to realize that, hey, I want to go out tonight, you know?
Right.
I would babysit and make a few extra bucks because everybody else wants to go out that night too.
Right, that's a good idea. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Do you know what you're doing yet for New Year's?
I do not, but I'm usually a last-minute planner.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
Wherever all my friends are, I'm sure I'll be there.
Hopefully with some nice food.
Oh, yeah. I'll be bringing the chips and dip this year.
Very nice. Can you believe it's going to be 2007?
I know. How fast did this year fly by?
This year flew by.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're in the playoffs this year again.
Oh, yeah.
Which we are wicked excited about.
Of course.
Hopefully we'll have some snow for that game.
Oh, that would be
awesome.
That would be exciting, yes. Because we play very well
in the snow. And in the snow.
Right.
Crunch time. Mm-hmm. We're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Our last game that we had at home, actually, let's just jump right into it, Bri.
Okay.
There was a huge announcement for Brianna. Mm-hmm. She's going to the Pro Bowl.
Yes, I was very excited, and I had no idea it was coming, so...
You literally had no clue.
I really had no idea.
Tracy was putting the lay on you, putting your little headdress on, and you right. still had no idea. Because for those of you that don't know, the Pro Bowl is in Hawaii. So Tracy put a lay around her neck and put little flowers on her hair to represent Hawaii.
Yes, I was so excited and so confused at the same time. I was looking around like, what's going on? Why do I have a lay on my head? I didn't hear the announcement. Everybody just kept hugging me and saying congratulations. And I'm like, for what? Congratulations for what? And then one of the girls told me I was going to the Pro Bowl. And I didn't believe her. I thought it was a big joke. But it's real. And I'm really going. And I'm so excited. And I'm going to do my best to represent the Patriots. But I'm sure it will be so easy because it's such a great organization. And I can only represent the best because that's where we are.
That's right. And along with having a blast in Hawaii is a lot of work, actually.
Oh, yes.
How many dances do you have to learn?
8 dances and 4 fillers.
And that's all through a DVD.
Yes.
So you have to watch it and break
right.
it down on your own by yourself.
A lot of rewinding.
Right. And you don't even know the ripples.
No. But you don't know what ripples to kind of learn if you learn the middle one. Or I usually just learn the last one because...
So that you have those counts ahead of
right.
it. Right.
I can hold the 2 counts and I'll be like, okay, well, that's where the ripple is.
Right.
You know, so if when I get to Hawaii and we have to learn different ripples, it'll be much easier
right.
for me.
How long are you going to be down there?
8 days.
Wow, that's
yep.
awesome.
I leave the 4th and come back the 12th, and I'm very excited because the game's on a Saturday this year, so they give us the next Sunday off in Hawaii, so
that's
my
cool.
family is going down.
Everybody's
so.
Going down?
Yep.
Awesome.
So I'll have a
well,
nice day.
Well, this will be your
last.
Second time in Hawaii.
Yes.
So you'll know the little tricks and the trade of the island.
That's why I'm so excited, because I know how beautiful it is
right.
there.
Brianna and I and 4 other girls went to Hawaii as part of the Patriotic World Tour last year. Well, this year, really, but,
right.
you know.
last April,
right.
so.
And it was beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
It was.
You're going to have so much fun.
I know.
And I know you're going to do great.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. So you got a lot of packing, a lot of buying to do for the summertime.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
Snow, maybe it'll be snowing here when you leave. That'll be great.
That would be. And then I'd... No, what would be even better is if I'd come back to snow. If
that
it doesn't
awesome.
Snow by then, I come back to snow.
That would be awesome.
That
I'll
be
in Mexico while you're in February while
in
you're
Mexico,
in
really?
Hawaii. Audrey and I are going to Mexico.
Oh.
That same week.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
For that promotion thing.
Oh, right.
So
you'll have a lot of fun.
We'll all come back with tans.
Oh, nice. Right. That's fun. Mm. Well, I can't wait to go shopping. I'm going to go get a new bathing suit and some new sundresses and so I can be prepared, and because I know it'll be a lot of hard work, but...
It'll pay off
right.
a million times over.
I'll be ready for it.
Good for you, Bri. So that's about it with Brianna that's been going on. Anything else going on? School? Are you in a break right now?
Right. Yeah, we're in a break. I start up again January 22nd. A week before my birthday. Great birthday present for
and
me.
And how old are you going to be?
The big 20. Not a teenager anymore.
That'll be fun. We'll take you out for some dinner.
Right. Well, I always get made fun of because I'm the baby. I'm not 20 yet. I'll turn 20
soon
and
enough.
I'll be like, ha-ha.
Soon enough. If you have any questions for Brianna, feel free to ask them right into today@patriots.com. And if your question is answered right here on the Chit Chat, you could win a nice little surprise from Brianna. Also, join MySpace. We're all on there. Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat. And the URL is myspace.com/Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat. See all the new pictures. We still have Christmas pictures up right now. The ones that we had taken with Pat Patriot.
All right.
That's
so good.
And the Christmas tree. Mm. And by the menorah, you know.
Right.
But we'll have new pictures up there soon because there's always something new going on. We just took pictures with Flat Stanley. Maybe I'll put those up.
Oh, yeah.
And Flat Stanley. What is Flat Stanley?
It's a picture of made by a child that their parents are in the military,
mm-hmm.
right? And they send them and have them take pictures, or whoever they send them to, take pictures at different events. Like, if someone travels overseas and they take them, they can take it. Like, say they go to Germany, take a picture and say, this is Flat Stanley in Germany,
right.
or this is Flat Stanley at a Patriots game.
Right, which a couple of people did this past game.
Right.
And we took pictures with them.
That was fun.
That is fun. That's a very good idea. And some people go all out. The woman had all sparkles all over it. That
right.
was so cute.
It was cute.
That's that. We'll put up some pictures and we'll answer your questions. And we'll be back again next week for an all-new Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, Brianna.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
I can't wait to hear all about the Pro Bowl. I hope you'll come back and tell us all about it.
Oh, I will.
And we'll see your beautiful tan.
Well, I hope everyone had a great Christmas and have a very safe New Year.
Yes. 2007 is just this weekend. And enjoy the day off. Have fun when you get back to school after this nice little break. And be very safe on this New Year's Eve.
And make great resolutions.
Yes. Do you have an idea for a resolution?
I don't know yet. I'm still thinking. So,
I'm
thinking
really
about it.
I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to certain things. Like, you know,
I
a lot of people.
I forget about it.
Do you?
I forget, yeah.
My resolution last year was I'm going to do something nice for someone every single day. I'll do, like, my good deed of the day. Very well, but.
I think mine was to be more organized. But I don't think I'm that much more organized.
Kind of lose it like halfway through the year.
I know.
Anyways, have a very happy new year, and we'll see you in 2007. See you on the sidelines.